Welcome to episode 100.
100!
100!
100? Could you fact check that?
Is this actually 100?
It's actually 101, but...
All right, actually 101.
Well, actually.
Welcome to episode 100 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
And I am Chris, and today we're going to drink a...
We have a guest.
Kind of random variety of beers, and we have a special guest. My lovely wife, Sherry, is here.
Thank you.
We're very excited for episode 100. So excited that we're going to publish this episode also as a video episode on our YouTube page.
I forgot we're on film.
Yes, we're on film too. I think we're recording, right? Yes. All right. So we're just going to jump right into the beers here. Wide variety of random beers. The first beer.
Yeah, why do anything special for episode 100? Let's just have random beers.
Random fridge cleaner. All right, so the first beer is from Four Noses Brewing Company. Ooh. This almost made my list of great Colorado beers, or my favorite Colorado beers.
Colorado breweries.
Breweries from episode 98. But this is Four Noses Brewing, and this is
called... back in episode 98, we had the top five beers you can get in Colorado?
I can't remember
Do
that
you
many
remember
weeks
that list?
Ago. No, that was a while ago. Melon Velvet Milkshake India Pale Ale brewed with Colorado cantaloupe and lactose.
So what is up with all those milkshake IPAs?
Well, we're going to find out what is up with that, Mike.
All right. Well, I had some of these on my wonderful birthday celebration in the New Jersey. There's a cool brewery called, oh my gosh, why am I forgetting it?
Oh, I don't like cantaloupe. That smells like cantaloupe.
You don't like cantaloupe?
No, I don't like
You don't
cantaloupe.
Like that? Look at the bubbles there, since this is video. Can you see how effervescent this is?
So.
And a nice head.
Nice, clear.
That color, clear.
Big bubble head.
Oh my gosh, that smells like cantaloupe.
It smells delicious.
This smells like continental breakfast after they've been out for an hour and a half.
I kind of like the smell of cantaloupe, but I don't like cantaloupe though.
It's a really melony taste.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that. It's too much cantaloupe.
That doesn't taste like beer at all.
Well, it's a milkshake beer, so there's lactose in there to give it that kind of creamy.
And I've had that. And I've had it like the strawberry milkshake ones. They're okay. Neck of the Woods, that's the brewery in New Jersey. Mm. They made some good lactose IPAs. This is, I don't know if I'm going to have a third sip.
So, Mike, do you remember the date we started this podcast at episode zero, our pilot episode?
I believe it was a decade ago. Do you mean the actual date?
July
29th.
29th, 2011, folks. 10 years ago. Wait, that's over 10 years ago.
Over 10 years ago.
Mike and I started this podcast together. I remember sending a text or something. Was like, you want to start a beer cat podcast? And you're like, yeah.
And that's all it took.
Yeah, I want to start a beer podcast.
Decade later, we're at episode 100.
Drinking cantaloupe beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a good beer, though. Not a good beer. We should have done some kind of century something. Double zeros. I don't know.
No regrets, Mike.
No regrets.
Looking back. We'll fix that
forward.
In next season.
Right.
The next 100.
Right. Lots of things have happened in the last decade.
That's right. Including 100 episodes of
a pandemic.
CNBC.
Oh, yeah. Right. And
so
a pandemic.
Our first year, 2011, we pumped out 6 episodes. We started in July, so that's not too bad, you know.
Right.
What, a month-ish? Our best year was 2015. We did 21 episodes that year.
That's kind of in the middle.
Yeah. 2014, we did about 19 episodes. That was a good year, too.
Yeah.
And the other years around that were not
less than
big.
Good. How about 2016, the exact
now,
midpoint?
2016 wasn't too bad, 14 episodes.
That's respectable.
And then when we moved away
Yeah,
to
after
Colorado.
2017, there was a big kink in our plans. I think there's probably about 4 episodes since then.
Yeah. But hey, we're doing a few now, and so
here we are, live from Denver, Colorado.
You know, the great thing about doing this beer podcast is not only tasting all these great beers, but also, and the best thing, hanging out with my friend Mike.
Ah, Chris, back at you, and occasionally Sherry.
and other hangers-on.
And the guy behind the camera, we love him too. He's awesome.
All of the supporting cast members to CNBC. Right. Jeff and Jeff. Brian and John and Brendan and who else has come on?
Craig.
Mark.
I think we've hit the list. And if we forgot you, it was intentional.
Matt was on one way back when.
Back in the day. Like, he's actually knows stuff about beer.
Your sister was on one. Or two or some, and the kids did an episode
69 where the children took control of our podcast.
Our April Fool's episode.
That was a great one. Go look it up on iTunes. You can pull it up. And we're still on Meta now. We have a Meta / CNBC.
Yes, you can go to our virtual land in Meta.
Yes, and where we
drink beer.
Drink beer. But we're giraffes.
I thought we just had giant torsos.
Oh, we have giant torsos. That's it. That's it. Only torsos.
We also started in August 2014 doing videos.
That was and we post, waited that long
and posting them to YouTube. Yeah, yeah. So it was our 38th episode, I believe.
Oh, the 38th
podcast episode was the first one we did a video episode. So we do these 2 to 4 minute video episodes along with our podcast.
So and they've been great, as opposed to this one, which is really long.
100 podcasts, 34 video episodes. Multiplied by
several beers,
4 to 5 beers. That's
explains our beer bellies.
75 million beers.
75 million beers. Like I believe that is the correct number. Yeah. Fact check. Yes.
Have you ever done a beer twice?
Probably.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
I'm sure we have.
I don't think we have.
I'm going to get a fact check on this. This will be a fact check for episode 101, which you will get in another decade.
All right, so the cantaloupe beer.
That looks like you're loving it.
Yeah. As someone who loves cantaloupe, it's my favorite melon and fruit probably. This is not good.
You still don't even like it?
I don't.
And you like melon?
I love the smell of it, but I don't want my beer to taste like cantaloupe.
Yeah.
It's not a, yeah.
No.
All right, we are going to go to another great Colorado brewery, New Image Brewing. This beer is called
East Coast Transplant. Oh, how because apropos.
That's what
you
we are.
You guys are from the East Coast.
Well, I am.
Ah, yeah, East Coast,
I lived
West
there
Coast.
Long enough.
That's right, yeah.
All right, so this is a New England style India Pale Ale.
Oh, that is my favorite style beer. Can I get one that doesn't have cantaloupe
Whoa!
In it? All right.
Look at,
whoops.
That's a quite a frothy head.
Yes. So it's very hazy colored.
Trippy.
As it should be. Because it's a hazy IPA. See that? For the folks on YouTube. For
oh,
we have 10 followers on YouTube, guys. Come on,
this is super
help
important
us out.
For you, and we're gonna Facebook Live it. No, maybe look at it. Nice.
A little bit of this one,
very hazy.
Oh, Mike, was this the cantaloupe? You just didn't even.
No, that poured that for you.
Okay.
Oh, this is delish.
So they even call it a Vermont style double IPA. Hazy smooth IPA.
Ah, that is hoppy.
So this is way fruitier. If they were trying to emulate Heady
Topper.
It's not Heady Topper. This is more fruity than Heady Topper. Heady Topper has a little bit more dankness to it, if I recall.
Mm-hmm.
And the color is not hazy. It's a clean pour, if I recall, on that. And apparently you can get Heady Topper in Colorado, according
Sometimes.
To our list.
I've seen it. I've
It was number
it.
3?
Yes, yes.
And I would like to compare it to this, but this, though, is more of what I like. This might be more like that. Was it? Is it Treehouse?
Yeah, Treehouse.
Julius?
Such an easy drinker, this one. Just like...
This is juice. This is delicious.
On a... warm day, you could put so many of these back. So
also on a cool day,
on a fall day,
cold day,
on a 100th
hot
episode
day,
any day,
and a day that ends
in the
morning,
you know, before work,
but
just pretty much any time
while you're working.
It's not for leaf peepers, though.
No.
You know, leaf peepers sounds creepy. Just like the word peepers, yeah. That's kind of creepy, right? Like, yeah. that can't be a good thing.
I don't know where that came from. I was like, it feels like it just emerged a couple of years ago.
Leaf peeping?
Yeah, leaf peeping.
It's an odd name.
Because you could just say, we're going to go look at the leaves or the fall colors. Or, right. Yeah.
I got a big, well, this inappropriate for this conversation, but it's like, I wonder if foliage has started. And I was like, that doesn't sound right. Foliage. I'm like, well, foliage is the actual, yeah. Like, that's the spread of the leaves as opposed to, like, a verb that it's a transition from one thing to another. Mm-hmm. Like, no, it's called foliage. I'm like, no, I've heard it called fall foliage, but it's still a reference to the actual noun of the leaves that provide the canopy.
Yeah.
Got in a huge semantic argument, was told I was wrong. So that's it.
Did you Google it?
There was no Google. This was in the early 90s.
I see. Okay. Yeah. I know. How did we live back then?
Half our brains were missing.
Well, everybody just thought that their opinion was correct. And there was no one. You just had to speak with authority like Donald Trump.
We had encyclopedias that we would go to.
We did. This was in Britannica, goddammit. Let me get a 13MN. Do you remember that though? Like reading a paragraph on every topic and it was in a book.
Yeah.
And you would buy them and they would be in your house.
From some random dude right. that came yeah, to and your you're door.
Like, why the fudge do and I need
you would have to buy them on a payment plan because they right. were so expensive. You'd be paying for them for 10 years.
And like we'd write those papers for high school or actually that was elementary school, yeah. I guess. And you would like pretty much carbon copy what was in the Now, Wikipedia. Where people still make shit up.
Thanks to technology.
Progress. Episode 100!
So even when we started this podcast 10 years ago, craft beer wasn't what it was today. Obviously, it was big still.
Yes.
I would say craft beer popped up pretty much the age that we turned 21 is like when craft beer really started becoming big, right?
No, because there was like Pete's Wicked Ale, there's Ankerstein, there wasn't like a ton. Yeah, exactly.
Sam Adams, Sierra Nevada, Pete's, Anchor.
Right. And it didn't really... I mean, there was a couple of them here and there. Well, actually, there was Wild Goose.
Yeah.
I would say in the mid to late 90s.
Yeah.
By the time we got to Seattle, there was a lot going on.
Yeah.
But they were all still kind of localized, like, brew pubs. But then the marketing on it came in like, the aughts. Mm-hmm. But I know another stat we could check into. But from one of my previous work experiences, the number of breweries lobbying for labels went from, like, 1,000 to 2,000, and it jumped up. And I think now there's, like, 5,000 to 6,000 different breweries trying to get
all right.
different beers labeled.
Which state has the most craft breweries in the United States?
Colorado.
California, 958.
Okay, second.
It's a lot, very large state.
Portland.
New York, with 460.
That's number two?
Yeah.
New York,
Pennsylvania, with 444.
Wow.
Is it tied to population?
I think a lot of it's population. Colorado, 433. So that's where you're breaking the population barrier because Colorado's not a large state. Washington, 428. This is in 2020, by the way. Michigan, Florida, Texas, North Carolina, Ohio, Oregon,
there
312.
We go.
Virginia at 297, Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota at 217.
How many in Maryland?
Let's see. New Mexico, 100, where you just were.
I was just there. There's more breweries.
121 in Maryland. Okay.
How many in New Mexico?
100.
All right, thank goodness, because like, there's more breweries in New Mexico than Maryland.
Which state... including Washington, D.C., has the fewest.
Washington, D.C.
Mississippi, 12.
12?
Oh my God, I feel sorry for all you
Mississippians. That's where we can go. Where there's social and racial justice, we can open a brew pub with 12 only
competitors. There you go. There's 15 in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and Washington, D.C. is like this big, and Mississippi's this big.
North Dakota has 23.
How many are in North Korea? Is that a state yet?
Not yet.
Well, if Trump had got reelected, it would be.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we don't have a political opinion here. Can we edit that?
No. Yeah, North Dakota has 23. That's pretty low. Hawaii has 26. West Virginia only has 28. That surprises me.
That is surprising. As a matter of fact, three of them are in Davis.
Yeah. We have an episode, Davis or... What's the other town that's right next to Davis?
Thomas
or Davis.
Yeah,
it's called something like that.
But I mean, the series, 1, 2, 3.
Wyoming has 43. Alaska has 51.
Wyoming still has prohibition. It has more than Mississippi.
One of my favorite breweries in the area, Melvin Brewing.
Melvin, Wyoming. Yes, that was a good one.
In fact, the beer store we went to today to pick up these beers, Melvin was there doing a tasting.
Why didn't you? Oh, I was on the phone.
Yeah.
But that Melvin stuff is good. That's all the elephant stuff, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, they were in a Thai restaurant.
Yep.
In Jackson, Wyoming.
Yep. All right, so shall we grab the next beer?
We absolutely should. Since we're not editing, I will have to, for the folks not watching on television, tell everybody he's going to the refrigerator. And he's pulling out our next beer from this well-curated, excellent selection just because we hit our century mark.
All right. This is another beer from one of my favorite Colorado breweries, Cerebral Brewing. This beer is called Two-Hour Parking.
What was the other one from Cerebral Brewing? Was that the blue tip,
yes,
orange pen?
It was
pen,
the fancy
what's
one.
What's called? The Fancy Pants?
Fancy Pants one.
It was called the... Something Divide?
Optimal something. Curation.
Something like that.
It's in the recycling bin.
I just like to say a little humble brag that we recycle.
All of these cans are going to good cause. Your local recycling center. What was this called again? Two-hour parking.
So, look at that. It's quite hazy. With a nice frothy head.
Oh, I got this thing right up my nose. So, Cerebral, their kind of theme is a scientific approach to beer. And they have, like...
Well, that's very clean.
Beakers and stuff that they'll pour their beer in at the brewery.
Do they put them in Heisenberg flasks?
Yeah, yeah. We could also stop by that brewery.
What brewery is that?
When Sherry's took us on the tour.
Cerebral.
Oh, Cerebral? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I thought you meant Heisenberg, like not in Breaking right Bad. All right, so...
Ooh.
What is this supposed to be? India Pale Ale. It's got a lot of 2-hour parking signs. What's the marketing? It's very clean.
I don't see it.
So it's hazy, like in the. I mean, look, it's very hazy here, but it tastes very effervescent, bubbly. It doesn't have that juicy flavor. Right? It's more like a pop.
A little astringent.
I don't know how good our palate still is this evening.
Not great.
It's good. It's got a... But like compared to the East Coast transplant, I'm not getting those high citrus notes. Did you try any of this one?
I haven't. No, what is that one?
This one right here, yeah. I think I've lost you, Chris. You're on video, staring at your laptop.
I'm looking for some stats, some information about this
really
beer.
Not anything on the can either.
It says the hops and the ABV.
The abs.
Abs.
Yeah, hops. Strata. Motuka.
It's good though.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
But it's very clean. Funny. I'd say it's very clinically clean. That's because super... you put the scientific beaker clean room concept in my head. It's very chemically balanced. That was the discussion we had with Matt back in the day about the difference between, you know, absolute science to brewing versus art.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you need a little sloppy to give it a little character. This tastes like it was attempting perfection. And it's okay, but in comparison to East Coast transplant, it's not as satisfying.
I gotcha.
Ever. I wouldn't kick it out of bed for eating crackers, as they say. All right, so what's next, man? We're two beers in.
Three.
Where's our...
This
we're
one
three?
Count.
Oh, yeah, we already forgot the melon one. So are we need to talk about our great articles for the episode 100?
Yeah, you got something to throw at us?
I think our stat checker gave us a good article. Can you give us that first headline? I know I'm putting you on the spot right now. We got to find that.
About Florida Man.
All right, we've got two great episodes. One has to do with outer space, and one has to do with Florida. Technically, if you went to Cape Canaveral and launched, you could do both.
Yes.
So, we're
So there's big news. One day ago, discarded beer can leads to arrest of a murder suspect from a 25-year-old cold case.
Look at that! Just from a discard, was it a DNA thing?
It was a DNA thing. DNA on a beer can.
Beer just solves everything.
It does.
I mean, problems at work, beer. Problems with your family, beer.
Problem with the law, beer.
Yep.
A cold case, beer.
Beer.
Yep.
Beer.
And then the other big news from 3 days ago, but from Samuel Adams, that they're brewing spacecraft beer with inspiration for flown hops, hops that have been into space.
Now that is something we've got to try, right? I mean, now we are at our century mark in podcast. We are in our decade mark. Life's changing. We're in the 21st century. We need to try space beer.
Space beer.
Can we get some space beer? And now, just to question all that, is this fake news? Probably. Vail Brewing Company now serving limited edition fake news beer. You tell us if any of our stories, which one of these three was true. Call in to cnbcpodcast@gmail.com and let us know.
By the way, a couple of the beers we've had over the last few episodes... Four Noses Brewing, which we're having today, purchased Odd 13 Brewing recently.
Which that's the one that's got that super fan.
Yeah.
I like that super fan. That super fan was a very good, juicy one.
Just a recent activity in the Colorado beer scene.
The merging and conglomeration-y thingy until they all are owned by Sierra Nevada. Or what's that one that bought...
Anheuser-Busch?
And as who bought Goose Island?
SAB Miller.
SAB Miller. Which one bought Goose Island?
One of those three. Those are the three beer companies.
Wasn't there Miller Coors? Isn't that one of the ones?
SAB Miller.
SAB Miller.
Not Coors.
Wait, which one? I don't even know which ones they are anymore.
I don't either. Because I only drink good beer.
So are we wrapping on 1, 2, 3?
Yeah, I'm cheating. I was
unless you want to get into that surly that's in there, which would be dangerous.
Okay,
and different. But it's episode 100, guys.
Right.
Let's crack the surly darkness.
Yes.
Which happens to be one of the top five.
It was one of the top five beers you can find in Colorado. So it's not that special. You can get it again if you need to.
All right.
Wait. Show the wax, though. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Wax,
I mean, that
is really cool. This is a Russian Imperial Stout.
Oh, I put that away.
This is great for radio and video. All this, like, looking for the bottle opener.
I did a little bit of cleaning
up. What I'd like to draw your attention to...
for the 8 subscribers. Notice how the sweatshirt that Chris is wearing today matches one from sometime in the last decade on a previous episode.
That was a gift from his brother-in-law.
Ah, the one who won't let us in because of COVID?
Oh, not that one. The one that lives in Massachusetts.
His sister's husband, yeah. Not your brother.
Not my brother, yeah. His other brother-in-law.
I don't understand all these rules.
I know.
Seriously?
Sad news.
Do you not know how to open a wax-covered bottle?
No. I don't.
We need a blow. Yeah, we need a blow torch and a knife.
Yeah,
because
I have the thing that you hid.
It's in the other cabinet. You could have just opened the other drawer. Hit the wrong drawer.
All right. Almost there.
All right. All right.
Here it comes.
No, do it right on the video. Right. You got to go right up to the camera. Like, open up in the camera. Oh, it's close.
Look at all that wax. All right. What is this going to look like when we pour it? I don't know.
Why do you have boots?
Because we live where there it snows.
Yeah, but it's like... It's November.
They're just the slip-on to go out to the backyard. Oh, that is pretty dark.
Oh, boy.
And stormy.
Oh, boy.
Dark and stormy.
It is called darkness.
Surly's darkness. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Oh, look at that deliciousness.
You said this one was from Minnesota?
Oh, Jesus!
Here, there's towels here. Bar towels.
Don't tell them I spilled beer on their table.
Thank you.
Is that the best way to get your first sip?
That was a mistake. That was very raisiny. This is like that other beer.
Was it that band called The Darkness?
Yes. I believe.
I believe in a thing called love. Just such a thing in my heart. There's your song.
An occult summoning ceremony gone horribly wrong. Gamma rays from outside our solar system. An interstellar enforcer claiming its due. Whatever the cause, this six-limbed savage is on the rampage.
Six-limbed?
Fortunately, the impossible creature seen wreaking havoc upon our Minneapolis brewery missed our darkness stockpile. This bottle of our legendary Russian Imperial Stout with primal notes of cherry, chocolate, and coffee, plus a non-traditional dose of aromatic hops, is yours to savor in the bunker, fortress, or emergency shelter of your choosing. Surly Brewing Company's Darkness Russian Imperial Stout. All right, let's taste this thing.
It is very reminiscent of a previous episode. Yes.
Of a rusty nail.
Although this, I can smell more malt notes on it than the chocolate.
This doesn't have the same licorice flavor to it.
No, but this has more of that boozy.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit more boozy going. It's not as chocolatey either. This is more like a sweet milk stout, less like a chocolate covered cherry.
I think looking at the bottle, this looks like the 2019 edition.
It's pre-COVID. It's another pre-COVID beer.
12% alcohol by volume.
Women should not drink alcoholic beverages.
Yeah, that's
English
probably true.
English ale yeast.
Well, if women didn't drink alcoholic beverages, there'd be no children.
Warrior, Amarillo, and Simcoe hops.
Yeah, I don't see a date on here.
Brewed for embracing the darkness, guys.
Wait, is this like a satanic beer?
Yes, it is.
Our massive
Hail Satan.
Russian Imperial Stout contains waves of chocolate, coffee, cherry, raisin, and toffee.
That's what that one tastes like. I don't get the chocolate.
Non-traditional cherry. Dose of
I'm not
aromatic chocolate? Hops.
I'm not getting the chocolate. I'm not getting.
So they have
I'm getting
this.
A little more toffee and a little bit more bitter. This tastes more like a beer than the other one.
It tastes like a stout, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like a port.
Right. It keeps the identity of being a beer. But it is kind of sweet, though.
It's good. I like it.
I'm going to mention the third time. Raison d'etre.
Is he getting it again?
Yeah. I actually preferred that, the other one, a little bit more.
Because of the cherry notes and the chocolate.
Limey, the portiness of it.
Yeah.
Big fan of port.
But this Surly, whoo!
It's rich. It's evil. It's decadent. Oh.
Fuck our video.
What happened? Did your battery die?
No, I just put the battery in there. Hmm.
It decided to self-edit. I'm tired of this boring video. You guys have done nothing.
For half an hour
I'm only assuming that this is it. You all died.
And we've been recording for half an hour. That's what happened.
Well, we got to give episode 100... it's proper dues. So should we do a wrap-up, sir?
Yes. All right. So the beers we had in episode 100. Woo!
100! We got to get this cowbell.
Ding, 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 ding. Four Noses Melon Velvet. We had New Image Brewing's East Coast Transplant. We had Cerebral Brewing's 2-Hour Parking. And then we finished off with Surly Brewing Company's Darkness.
So I've got to say... Oh, right. Sorry. I got in the way of that. Darkness!
I still think, I believe in a thing called love.
So I'm going to... Well, your question in the last three episodes was, which one would I take home with me back to Maryland?
Yeah.
And... Yeah. I'm going to have to go... So, okay. East Coast Transplant was pretty delicious. However, and it was my favorite of the evening. But I can get a similar tasting East Coast New England style hazy IPA.
A Vermont style.
Well.
Ish.
But around, whatever, the NEPAs, as they are called. This is kind of unique, though. And I can't get Surly on the East Coast. That's okay, but not good enough. That had a definitely unique flavor, but not one that I'd want to share again. So, yeah, I'd have to go with the Surly Darkness as something I would want to bring back with me as more of a unique flavor combination, but I really like the East Coast Transplant.
Yeah, the cantaloupe beer goes right out the door for me. I'm not interested in cantaloupe or cantaloupe beer. East Coast Transplant.
Wait, time out. Did you purchase that beer that said cantaloupe?
I just purchased a Four Noses beer.
Did you read it?
No.
Got it. Okay, sorry for the interruption.
Yeah.
Please proceed.
East Coast Transplant, it's a favorite of mine. I'll get this beer every now and then. I like this beer a lot.
Very good.
2-Hour Parking, to be honest, like for a cerebral beer, it didn't give me something new and unique. It was good, but it just like wasn't, nothing stood out to me. The Surly, because I don't drink Russian Imperial Stouts very often, don't drink Stouts that often, to be honest. Popped out to me. Yeah, I like that one. That would be my favorite for the episode.
So I go back to the Cerebral. The Cerebral tastes more like a scientific beer. I don't know if you like incepted that concept to me when you told me about the beakers, but it was like, this is like probably technically a perfect beer.
But they have a lot of distinct and unique flavored beers. Like the one we had in episode 98.
Oh, the blue tip one. That was interesting.
It was a different flavor, right? So they've got different stuff too.
The raspberry skin.
Raspberry skin. That's right. That was
the grapefruit soda. The white grapefruit soda was what I took from it. All right.
Oh well, let's wrap it up. We're gonna wrap it up. All right, give me a second as I unlock my phone that was dead for most of the evening, and now it's charged up. 100
episodes. Can you believe it? Season one of CNBC closed.
Oh, really? You have 100 episodes in a season?
That's what we're going with. And a season lasts a decade. Thanks for listening to CNBC episode 100.
100.
You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes or get the podcast directly from our hosts at cnbcpodcast.com.
Email us and give us congratulations for your 100th episode at cnbcpodcast@gmail.com.
Let's try that again. cnbcpodcast@gmail.com.
Like us on facebook.com/cnbcpodcast or find us in the metaverse there. You can also see our video episodes on YouTube, youtube.com/cnbcpodcast. We post to Twitter whenever we have new episodes at cnbcpodcast.
I really needed a good quote for the 100th episode.
What? No Instagram.
Oh, right. A decade's passed. You know what, though? We don't have Instagram, and we don't have TikTok.
That's what all the kids are into these days.
But in the spirit of surly darkness, our lager, which Art and Barrels, let me try that one again. Hallowed be thy drink. Thy will be drunk. I will be drunk at home as it is in the pub. Give us this day our foamy head and forgive us our spillages as we forgive those who spill against us. And lead us not into incarceration, but deliver us from hangovers. For thine is the beer, the bitter the lager, forever and ever. Amen.
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 Drink good beer.
Drink good beer. 100. Woo! Touching you.